50 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. Great to have you with us. Watergate, Vietnam, stagflation. Are we having fun yet? Secret FBI memos, pop culture references about corruption among law enforcement and politicians. During the 1970s, America witnessed a massive rise in institutional distrust. But as one historian argues, there's also a consistent message coming out of the Trump White House that seems to echo a lot of the 1970s. Julian Zelizer is a professor of history and public affairs at Princeton, and he's been on the Texas Standard before. Good to talk with you again, Professor.
Thanks for having me.
So I did a piece for The Atlantic in which you're suggesting that Trump is channeling the 70s. How so?
Well, a lot of his messages about different parts of American society all come back to this idea that people shouldn't trust institutions. They shouldn't trust the media. They shouldn't trust the FBI or the intelligence agencies. They shouldn't even trust the free market. And this is a theme that really shaped 1970s America when he was in his 30s in New York City. And I think he's bringing back that fundamental message about how Americans should look at the broader world.
You're sort of suggesting that presidents have always sort of reflected the generations in which their values were shaped?
That's exactly right. You know, Reagan in some ways reflected the politics and ethos of the early Cold War, the 1940s and 50s, where there was a lot of optimism and a lot of nationalism and belief in American exceptionalism. And George W. Bush reflected the 1980s and the Reagan era of conservatism. And I think the messages and the rhetoric and the ideas that Donald Trump talks about are squarely rooted in that post-Watergate world where Americans were just skeptical about everything they heard and everyone they heard it from.
But generations, I mean, lived through the decade of the 70s, and many people's values were presumably shaped by these same forces. And if that were the case, why would Trump be considered a kind of singular character dooming us to relive that era? I mean, wouldn't gray-haired government officials and doctors and professionals and college educators all suffer from that same dysfunction?
Well, some people still have the ideas from that decade in different ways. Some have a healthy distrust of institutions. Others have a more destructive one. Many in the country moved on. But I think Trump, as the president, as the most vocal, most pronounced figure in American life, has singular influence to really bring those ideas to the front and center of public discussion.
It seems like you're trying to locate the source of Trump's brand of, I think you call it, political nihilism.
Yes. And for me, this is something he keeps coming back to. It's a belief in almost nothing, maybe other than himself. But it's a strong message that he's sending. I don't think we should discount it. Mm-hmm. And in the 70s, you know, those arguments really had a big effect on the country. And to have them coming from the president right now, I think can have maybe even a bigger effect.
You know, we're now into at least the third year of what constitutes a sort of massive search for a unified theory of what's been called Trumpism. What about the idea that his success maybe wasn't so much the 70s, but the 90s? And the reason I say that, the growth of a kind of popular cynical detachment, you know, the sort of the Lettermanism, the kind that feeds snark, that equates vulgarity and outrage with fame, that makes for great white-knuckle TV, by the way. And you look at Roseanne. We're all talking about Roseanne reflecting the Trump era. Maybe it's Trump reflecting the Roseanne era.
Well, I think there's something to that, but my look at the 90s is rooted in the 70s. So some of those aspects of American culture from that decade really still grow out of the disenchantment that a lot of the country had as the economy fell apart, as we lived through Watergate, as foreign policy seemed incapable of achieving much. All of that shaped the decades that followed. I really think of it as a formative decade in American life. So I think the 90s are important, but for me, this is a longer trajectory that really some way starts with Vietnam and Richard Nixon.
I guess one has to wonder and perhaps worry whether or not we're going to get avocado-colored refrigerators and shag carpet once again.
That's true. The culture might come back, although there was some good music in the period also.
Julian E. Zelizer is a historian at Princeton University and a CNN political analyst. He's the author of The Fierce Urgency of Now, Lyndon Johnson, Congress, and the Battle for the Great Society, and the editor of a new book, The Presidency of Barack Obama, A First Historical Assessment. Professor Zelizer, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
And you were listening to the Texas Standard.